We continue our learning of the Mishmas David ben Menachem Mishmas Mechad Yaakov ben Birchav Zaliyo. We are on Chulin Perches Mishnah Aleph Perakol Abasar. The Torah says three times Lo Sivah Shel Gidiba Chalevimo to teach us that there's an Isra of Bishel, just merely cooking milk and meat together is an Isra D'Oraisa, one for Achila, eating it. And even there's an Isra Hanah to derive benefit, to sell to a non-Jew, to feed to one's animals. Los Vashel Gadi three times in Shmos Chav Gimel, Shmos Lamed Dalet, and Devarim Yud Dalet. When we speak about Bishel, though, it's only what we call derech bishul, the manner of cooking. The manner of cooking means that only mid'oraisa, it's only problematic when the milk and meat have been actually cooked together, where the flavors merge together, not through a soaking, let's say, and not when it's cold, but rather only when the flavors can be absorbed one to the other, when the heat is enough of what we call Yad Soledes. We've been familiar with that when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. It's true when it comes to Basar B'Chalav as well. That heat, whether it's anywhere between 120 and 170 degrees, the point is that if that's the heat that would have caused someone to Yad Soledes, to a hand to withdraw from it, that's the heat we speak of when we speak about Derech Bishel, which is Asur Doraisa. So that would mean that eating cheese and a piece of meat together that have not been cooked together, that would not be an Asur Doraisa. It's still going to be an Asur Drabanan, and we have certain safeguards even to avoid that type of eating as well. Mishnah begins. Kol habasar asur levashel b'chalav chutz mibesar dagim v'chagavim. So all type of meat, and this includes not only behema, but also chaya, a wild animal, and oaf, and bird, poultry, is asur levashel b'chalav. What does that mean? It means that not only is it asur to cook, we know that that's only one of these isurim. It's asur b'achila, and asur b'hana as well. But since the Torah says, lo sivashel gidi b'chalevimo, so our Mishnah says asur levashel b'chalav, but of course it means kol habasar, all types of meat, or asur, even poultry, or asur levashel, or lechol, or to get hana when it's mixed together with chalav. It happens to be that the basar behema is the oraisa, and midrabanan is oaf, is only darbanan. There's a question whether the basar, the flesh, the meat of a chaya, is asur min haTorah or asur midrabanan. Either way, certainly an exception to this rule is basar dagim v'chagavim. So there's no prohibition at all to have to cook together, to eat, if it has been cooked together, get benefit from it when it is fish or locust. There, if it's mixed with milk, that's not a problem at all. That's not considered basar for our purpose, for lo sivashel gidi b'chalevimo. But the Torah uses the word gidi, so gidi is not a bird, and that's why midoraisa, poultry with milk, is not prohibited. It's only prohibited midrabanan. And chaya, that's the question whether gidi would include chaya or not. Va'asr la ha'aloso im ha'gvina al ha'shulchan. So now we have a gzera here. It's prohibited to bring any one of these types of meat, even poultry, with cheese on the same table. Why should we not do that? So the Chachamim made this gzera because they're afraid if I can put meat and cheese, milk and meat on the same table. So if I can put meat and milk on the same table, maybe I'll say, oh, I can put it on the same table. I guess I can put them in the same pot as well in a kli rishon and have them cook together on the fire. So therefore, they made this safeguard. And this is true even when it comes to basar oaf, even when it comes to poultry, even though eating that is only an issur d'midrabanan. So maybe one would say that there shouldn't be an issue with putting poultry and cheese on the same table. That's also going to be prohibited according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, which we'll see later in the Mishnah, because we're afraid, well, if I can do that, I may end up putting a basar of behema, of an animal, not only of a bird, with cheese in a kli rishon. This is not considered a gzera l'gzera. Normally we assume this would be a double gzera. Number one is the gzera d'rabanan that I may mix up poultry with basar oaf with basar behema. And now you tell me I can't even put the basar oaf on the table. Isn't that a double gzera? We don't make asum mishmeres l'mishmarti. I have to make one safeguard. I don't have to make two safeguards. So the Gemara assumes that ha'alaso hainu achilaso. that putting it on the table is like eating it, which means that we're afraid once you put it on the table, it's as if you're eating it. And that's why there has to be exera even on poultry with milk being placed on the same table. And so it's really only part of the same safeguard. The same way you can't eat basar oaf with milk, you can't put it on the table. We assume it's all part of the same package. But then the Mishnah says, chutz mibasar dagim v'chagavim, which means that this is, you're allowed to put cheese on the table with dagim and chagavim. In fact, we don't really need this statement at all. It should be obvious. So just for the symmetry, it's placed here. The same way in the Reisha it says that an exception to the rule of eating and cooking is milk with dagim, milk with chagavim. So on the same table, we say you're allowed to put dagim, chagavim, and milk, but that should be obvious to everybody. Then the Mishnah says, ha-noder ben ha-basar, mutra b'vstar dagim v'chagavim. Another application of this rule that the flesh of fish and grasshoppers, locusts, are not considered basar at all for this purpose, for basar b'chalav, is if a person takes the neder from basar, he said, let's say, konam ha-basar alai, I prohibit like a carbon meat upon myself, so that does not include in the neder basar of dagim v'chagavim. Because when it comes to nedarim, we say, halech acha lashon b'di'adim, we may remember that from Masechus Nedarim, we follow what is what's conventional language, and people, when they say meat, they're not talking about fish. They call it fish, they don't call it meat. Maybe sometimes people say meat, they say basar when they're speaking about poultry. That may be true. That would be included maybe in basar. That's a discussion in Masechus Nedarim. Then the Mishnah says, "Ha'of ole imagvina al hashulchan ve'eno ne'echol." Divrei Beis Shammai. So here we mentioned that putting on the same table cheese and meat is we spoke about that applies to all types of not only when it comes to basar, that comes to oaf as well. But Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you can place chicken, you can place oaf, you can place poultry with cheese on the same table, as long as you don't eat it together. Divrei Beis Shammai. So here, as it's rare, but here Beis Shammai is actually lenient. But we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel even here, as Rabbi Yossi will tell us, even though Beis Hillel is strict in this case. So Beis Shammai figures it's a gzeira l'gzeira. The fact that you can't eat poultry with cheese is already midrabanan, because the Torah only says gedi, which is basar of a behema. So the fact that I can't eat it, so that's one gzeira. To now say I can't put it on the same table, that Beis Shammai says, that far we don't go. But Beis Hillel says, lo el velo nechal. As we explained before, ha'ala is achila. It's all part of the same package. Once you can't eat it, we say you can't put it on the same table. That's not a different gzeira. That's part of the same gzeira, and Beis Hillel is strict. Amar, and that's in fact reflected in the Reisha of the Tanakhama of this Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, zo mikule Beis Shammai umechume Beis Hillel. So comes Rabbi Yossi to say that the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. He's the one who brings this machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and lets us know that this happens to be an exception to the regular rule where Beis Shammai now is leaning to Beis Hillel is strict. Nonetheless, the Tana, Rabbi Yossi, teaches us that halacha follows Beis Hillel, that you cannot place even basar oaf with gavina on the same table. So then the Mishnah says, Be'ez shulchan amru. What type of table are we talking about that you can't put the meat with the cheese? So, that's only a table where your hands are on the table, you're eating, you're putting your hands in your mouth. So I may put one on top of the other, I may eat them together, and that certainly would be an issur derabbanan. Even though it's not cooked together. But if you're talking about the table where you're arranging the food, this is just a separate table. It's not where you're eating, but you have all the food arranged on that table. So before you bring it to the dining room table, so no sin sebitzadze. So then you can put you're not eating it on the kitchen, you're not eating on the counter. So on the same counter, you're allowed to put cheese with meat. Not a problem at all. No sin sebitzadze. Ve'eino choshesh. And you don't have to be worried that you may mix them together, eat them together, because they shouldn't be touching one another. But to be on the same counter where you're not eating, then we're not going to be concerned. Peraches Mishnah base. Sorer adam basar gvina b'mitpachas achas. Uvilvad shelo yu nogim zebazeh. Says of the Mishnah that a person is allowed to wrap meat and cheese together in the same cloth. Not a problem, as long as he makes sure that they don't touch one another. This is sonane and sonane. Both are cold. What's the worst that can happen if they do touch one another? So then you do hadacha, you rinse them off. L'chatchila, we shouldn't have them touch and say, oh, I'm going to rinse it off. You may forget to rinse them off. But certainly to put them in the same mitpachat, wrap them together, and as long as they're not touching, so that the Mishnah says is permitted. You have two people, they're guests at in some inn, and they don't know each other. They're complete strangers to one another. So one can be eating meat at that table, and one can be eating cheese at that table, and we don't have to be concerned at all. Why? Because they don't know each other. They're not going to be sharing any food. Not going to be eating one from the other. So they can be eating at the same table without a problem, as long as they're strangers. If they know each other, if they're not good friends, then there may be a Mara Sinai issue. People may say, oh, they know each other, maybe they're sharing food with one another. But nonetheless, even if people do know each other, they want to sit at the same table, one's eating pizza, the other one's eating a deli sandwich, they can sit at the same table as long as there's a Simon Heker. What's a Simon Heker? Let's say they have different tablecloths. Now one is eating on top of something, or they place something at the table, which is a sign, a signal, something that's not normally at the table, as a reminder that they each one is eating milk, one is eating meat, and they should not be eating one from the other.